Today's daf in Masechet Tzavachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Memchet, and we're holding right at the very top. So remember that the Mishnah begins with Ezu Mikoman Shel Tzavachim, and then it starts saying Kotshe Kotshim, Shritatam B'Tzafon, and it starts giving the examples of Kotshe Kotshim, and the examples that it begins with are the Par V'Soyer Shel Yom HaKippurim. Now, why in the world would we begin with that? If the place where the Torah tells us the din of Tzofein is Dafka in the Eila, the Michte, Tzofein be'Eila Ksiv. If that's the case, Nisnei Eila Bereisha, why don't we start with Eila? Because since the Torah only says it by Eila, and the other dinim, like Chatas, has to be learned out of Eila, so Chatas Aide de Aise Midrasha Chavivale, whatever we need to put our own work into to know is more chaviv to us than to simply quote a pasuk. And therefore, we have to learn it out by first defining the Eila and then learning out Chatas from the Eila. So therefore, we put the Chatas first. Okay, but I mean, why did we start with Dafka, with the Chatas that are inside all the way in the Kodesh Kodashim and the ones that are inside, at least in the Heichal? I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to talk about the chataot that are outside the regular chataot, which are the norm of the chataot, to teach us to do the shechita there, that there anybody would be in the Beis HaMikdash at that time. And these other chataot, they're not like really in the hands of any old person to come walking along to come in to shech them. So shouldn't it just be like the regular chataot? So, nitnei chataot achitzonot? No, because, look, among the chataot apnimiot are chataot that are nichnas domam even lifnai v'lifnim. So they have like a very special kind of chavivas. That's what we use on Yom HaKippurim and so on. So because of that, we put them first, and then we put the regular chataot. But all of them are needed to be learnt out of Eila, anyway, so because of that, we start with the most chamor, which is chaviv for another reason. So the entire structure of the Mishnah is essentially a din in chavivas. Okay, where does it say tzafein? By the Eila? Well, it says v'shachat oto al yerach ha-mizbeach tzfona. Now, what I'm going to do, Rabbosai, is I want to hold up a picture of the entire, what is this? I want to hold up a picture of the entire parsha at once so that you can see the whole thing. You don't have to maybe make out the words. It could be hard to make out the words. But just to get a picture of the parsha is very, very nice, because that way everything becomes much clearer if you see it on the page. So I'm going to just hold this up. I hope that you're going to be able to see it. Okay, so here's a picture of the entire, of the entire Parshas Vayikra. No, it doesn't work. Okay. I forgot it. Oh, I guess I could take off the background.
Yes, maybe you should switch off his background.
Yeah, can I do that very quickly? I guess so. I should be able to. 1 second. Anyway, I didn't think of that.
Right. Maybe we can take a picture and send it on the group.
Yeah, but then I won't be able to point at it. I want to point at it. So, one second. So, where's background? Where's the background? Is that under video effects? Background? Yeah. Background? None. Okay. Fine. So, how about this? Now we can see it. Okay. So, we've got here the entire Parsha Vayikra. And the parsha begins with the dinim of the Eila. So this is the regular Eila of the Bakar, Ben HaBakar. Then the Torah continues on with, how about if you decide that you want to bring a Keves for an Eila, or you want to bring a Sayer for an Eila? So then that's a separate parsha. In the first parsha, it doesn't mention Tzofen at all. Only as it continues, then it tells us by the Keves, it says that there's b'makom, I'll read it from over here. Shachat oto, it says b'feresh Ayerach Abizbeah Tzofena Lifnei Hashem. Fine. But it doesn't say that that's necessary for when you bring it as a Ben Bakar. Ask the Gemara, Ashkan Ben Tzot. How do we know a Ben Bakar also has to be Bitzafein? Omar Kro, well, the next parsha begins with Ve'im, Ve'im Minatzon. So the Ve'im Minatzon means that Vav connects to the parsha before, because it's all one thing. There's a Vav there. So if that's the case, just like the second parsha of Tzon is Bitzafein, Ayerach HaMizbeach, the Vav connects the upper parsha, that's called Yilmad Elyon Min Hatachtein. So a Vav allows you to learn the upper thing from the lower thing. Well, wait a minute, that itself, not everybody agrees, because Ani Chalamandi Omer Melamdi. If you hold that a Vav allows you to learn out something prior from something later, that's true. But what if we don't hold that? What about according to the Mandi Omer that says you can't learn a previous parsha from a later parsha? So the Mandi Omer Ein Melamdi Ma'ikalamima. What makes me say that there's a machlokas about that deal? Because we have a question about the vav of ve'im nefesh that comes to the parsha of the asham that is an asham toli. So let me show you this part of the parsha. Right over here at the end of the parsha's vayikra, so we talk about an asham mi'ilais. And over there, the Torah says, if somebody was mayo, even though there's no chiyav of kares, but there is a chiyav of bringing a korban asham, an asham mi'ilais, and it specifies there, be'erkecha kesef shkalim. It has to be worth 2 shkalim. Moving on, the next parasha talks about if a nefesh was chata and is not sure, that's the asham talui, and it says over there, ve. So ve'im nefesh, ki techeta v'yasta achat b'kol mitzvot Hashem, that compares the second parsha of the asham that comes on a suffix, which is called the asham toli, to the parsha before, which is the asham me'ilais. Now, why does it say that vav? So Rabbi Akiva says it says that vav l'chayev al suffix me'ilais asham toli. Like this, I would have thought the asham toloi is only on a chatas, the type of chet that you would bring a chatas kavua. How do I know that an asham toloi is also meant to be brought on a suffix of me'ilais, where the me'ila itself is not a chiyav of kares from the vav? So says Rabbi Akiva, and the chachamim don't agree. The chachamim say no. There's no such thing as bringing an asham on a suffix of me'ilah. There's no asham toloi for that. My love, welcome if again. L'chera, what's the machlokas over here? That Rabbi Akiva holds Mar Savar Lemedim. You can learn the Elyon Min HaTachta, and we're able to learn out from the top, from the bottom, and back to the top. That this bottom, which was asham suffix, an asham that comes as a toloi and a suffix, goes back one step to the parsha right before it, which was the asham that you bring on me'ilais. Therefore, he says, you'll have to bring a suffix on a suffix, an asham toloi, even if it's a suffix, if you were nene from Kodesh. Whereas the Chachamim hold the Marzavar and Lamedim, just because it compares it with the Vav, doesn't mean that we're going to learn out these two parshas from each other. Omer of Papa, not necessarily. It could be that all over Shas, maybe Enoch Inami, everybody would have been made, even the Chachomim, that you're Lemedim because of the Vav, the Elyon Min HaTachtein. So why did the Rabbanan, in this particular case, why did they disagree? I knew time of the Rabbanan. Because since it says over here, Achas Mikol Mitzvot, and by Chatas Chelev, it says also, Achas Mi Mitzvot. So if that's the case, it's comparing the mitzvot that you're bringing the Asham Toli on to the Chataot that are Chayav Chatas, which we call general Chayav Chatas, we call Chatas Chelev. Just like by Chatas Chelev, we're talking about Achas Mi Mitzvahs means Adav Shechayavin Az Dene Kores Val Shir Gosei Chatas. So you only bring a Korban Chatas if the Chet that you did is a chiyuv kares if it would have been done b'mezid over here. If it's a shogeg, you bring a korban chatas. Since the Torah compares the osham to the chatas with the gzeirah shava of the words achas mi mitzvot, so therefore afkan, a suffix on a chet, is only the type of chet you'd bring an osham toli, only if you'd be chayiv for that chet, zidona kares, vashri yivaser chatas. And therefore, the rabbanan say, look, in general, Rabbi Akiva, you'd be right, and we would agree. But in this particular case, we cannot agree, because in this particular case, we have a special gezerah shava that compares the osham toli to the chatas kavua. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with the Gzeirah Shavah? He says, no, the Gzeirah Shavah is very important. It comes to tell me that just like when it says over there, Chata, it says, Alachas mi mitzvahs, what parsha is that? That's a Korban Chatas Kavua. But what about an Eil of Yeret? Okay, so remember, the parsha of Eil of Yeret comes immediately before the parsha of the Asham Mi'ilais, which is here. This is the parsha of the Asham Talui, and this is the parsha of Asham Gezeles, and this is the parsha of the Asham, the Chatas, that is the Oil of the Yared. That Oil of the Yared refers to three things, if you recall, only one of which is the going into the Beis HaMikdash Betuna, is a Chiyuv Chatas. The other two are not Chiyuv Chataot, and that's the Korban Oil of Yared that you need to bring on Shmias Kol, which is you deny knowing Edus and your Nishba on that, or on the Din of Shuas Bitoit, which also is no Chiyuv Chatas. But the single case of the Chatas Oil of Yared that might require you to bring an Oshem Tolo if you're Misupak, if you went into the Beit HaMikdash Betuma, I need to know the Gzeirah Shava to tell me, no, it has to be similar to a Chatas Kavua, because that's where it says in the Torah, Achas Mik Mitzvot. So here it says Achas Mik Mitzvot, and by the Chatas Kavua it says Achas Mik Mitzvot. Therefore, La Fuke Chatas of Tumas Mikdash Vekedesha, which is not a Chatas Kavua, and therefore, if you're Misupak, says Rabbi Akiva, I'm sure we're all agreed, if you're Misupak, that there's no din of an Asham Toloi on a suffix of Knisa into the Mikdash, because that's an Oil of Yared. And the Rabbanan say, yeah, of course we agree. But, I mean, a Gzeirah Shava goes across the board. Ein Gzeirah Shava Lemechza. So if you're agreeing that we have a Gzeirah Shava, so we have to take the Gzeirah Shava all the way. So just like we don't bring the korban osham toloif, you're telling us yourself, we don't bring it for a suffix of knisa l'migdash because it's compared to chatas. It's also true that we don't bring it for a me'ila, which is also not a chiyav of a chiyav koris like the chatas. And gzereshav l'mechza. So how do you disagree with us? Yes, says the Gemara. What about that, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva Nami? Don't you agree that Ein Gzeira Shava L'mechza? Yes, I do. Ein Achi Nami. So over here, what are they arguing about then? Rabbi Akiva says it's true that Ein Gzeira Shava L'mechza. However, in this particular case, since the Torah wrote us also the Vav that's Meisif al Inyan Rishain, so that Vav is basically a Hekesh. And that the purpose of that Hekesh, to compare the upper Parsha to the lower Parsha, is to tell us not to learn the Gzeirah Shava for everything, like you are, but to actually makes the Gzeirah limited to only use it to tell me the din that it's not going to be in a Korban Oil of a Yared. But the Hekesh is mechayev me to use it, that I will bring a korban of an Asham Toloi on a Suffolk Me'ilais, which is really a little bit weird if you think about it, because the Asham Me'ilais is precisely the same korban as the Asham Toloi. So if you're not sure, where did Rabbi Akiva is learning, if you're not sure if you were Mayel Behegdash, you bring an Asham Toloi, and then if you find out that you were Mayel Behagdash, you bring exactly the same carbon worth exactly the same money. It's the same thing that you already bought an hour before, and then you found out an hour later you're going to have to re-bring the same carbon, which is really interesting, okay? But that's the way Rabbi Akiva actually is learning the halacha, right? Okay, so he says, in this case, there's that special vav. Yeah, Rabbanan, what do you do with the special vav? Aksiv im nefesh. Unless maybe this is a fascinating machlokas. What we have over here is a hekesh that tells us one thing, and a gzereshava that tells us another thing, right? The vav is a hekesh. So the vav is telling us, bring a carbon or levayoreid on a suffix of me'ila by kachin. And that's the vav. But the gzereshava is telling us, pay no attention to that hekesh. Actually, you can only learn out the dinim that you bring a carbon asham talion from the gezerah shava that compares achas mi mitzvahs to achas mi kol mitzvahs, and that tells me that it has to be something that you're chayav karas, and you're not chayav karas on me'ila, so how could you believe that hekesh? So maybe that's good for the machlokas. If there's an argument between a hekesh and a gezerah shava, which one is more powerful? Sulema Balka Miflage. The Rabbi Akiva says, well, we'll always follow the Hekesh better than the Gzeresh Shava. And the Rabbanan seem to be saying, no, we'll follow the Gzeresh Shava instead of the Hekesh. No. Everybody agrees that a Hekesh is certainly better, because the Hekesh is basically something that the Torah directly puts together, and you ain't meshiv in ala hekesh, whereas you can be meshiv on a gzera shav unless it's open on both ends. Anyway, everybody agrees that hekesh is more chomer. The Rabbanan, however, say that in this case, it's not a contradiction, because instead of saying that the hekesh is telling us to learn the parsha before and to apply the din of Asham Toloi on the Parsha before, which is the Parsha of Asham Me'ilais, that is the second Parsha, the learning teaching us the first Parsha, it's the other way around, which Avav always does that. Nobody disagrees on that. Learn out the Tachton from the Elyon. Learn out the Asham Toloi from a din in the Asham Me'ila, because it does not say in the Torah how much money the Asham Toloi is supposed to be worth. It does say it, however, by the Asham Me'ilais. It says, Be'erkecha Kesef Shkolim, from which we learn out that it has to be worth Shnei Dina. So if that's the case, I need to learn out the Asham Toloi from the Hekesh to Asham Me'ilais, to teach me how much the asham should be worth, because otherwise I would say it's ridiculous. If somebody was over on eating chalev, and they know that they were over on eating chalev, and they have to bring a chatas, is there a minimal amount that that chatas is worth? No. So if you can find a chatas that costs you one quarter, go ahead. Spend a quarter and bring a chatas. And then if I'm not sure if I ate that, well, then I'm going to have to spend the minimal of Shnei Shekolim. Does that make sense? If I know I did the Avera, I can get away with a quarter. But if I'm bringing the Asham Toloi, then I need to bring Shnei Shekolim. I don't understand what the logic is. Therefore, I need to know that the Torah is telling me. You might have thought that it's clear, it's a Kal Vachomer, that you're not going to have to buy, in this case, Shnei Shekolim. Kamash Malan, that you do, in order that you shouldn't make the mistake of saying, Shalot Tomar, Lo yesveko chamur mivada'o. You cannot say that something that I'm not even sure if I did it, I'm going to have to pay more money for the carbon than if I know for a fact that I did it. So just like the vada'o is only going to cost you a quarter, it's a chatas basdanka. So a suffix is certainly not going to have to be more than that, right? So it could be one ma'a. A ma'a is 1/6 of a dinner. Tell me you need 2 dinner. So too, the asham in this case would be bardanka. That's why I need to know. It comes along this hekesh to teach me the din that it has to be Shnei Shkolim. But that is not in any way a steerer to the Gzera Shava that says that you do not bring an Asham Toloi on anything but a Chiyav Chata, certainly not an Asham Yilais. Now, Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva know that? Because Rabbi Akiva said, I don't use the Hekesh to learn the lower one from the upper one. I use the Hekesh to use the lower one to teach me about the din of the upper one, that an Hashem Tolo is Chal and an Hashem Eiles. So how does he know? That he knows, Nafkale mi vizot Torah ta'asham. So since the Torah later says, an overall halacha, vizot Torah ta'asham, wherever it says Torah, it means Torah achat, l'chol ha'ashamot. Anything that is a chi of asham is going to be the same as every other asham. We can't start making differences in which asham. And therefore, if the asham me'ilais is shnei shkolim, so too, the asham toloi is shnei shkolim. Yes, but remember in Menachos, there's a big machlokas about whether the word Torah actually means that it's all the same. There is a man d'omer who learns that, but what about according to a man d'omer that led like Torah? So if he doesn't hold of Zot Torah, so then we're still stuck. How would Rabbi Akiva know that an asham, which is coming on a suffix, an asham toloi, needs to be worth shnei shkolim if the very suffix that it's coming for does not need to be worth more than a quarter? Ah, Rabbi Akiva has a different gzereshava to tell me this din. And he says, look, be'erkecha appears here in the din of asham toloi, and be'erkecha appears in the din of an Asham Me'ilais. In the case of the Asham Me'ilais, it says Beferish, Be'erkecha Kesef Shkalim, which is 2 shekel. So just like Be'erkecha, by there, it meant 2 shekel. Therefore, the Gzeresh Shava, Be'erkecha, Be'erkecha, teaches me that it has to be at least Shnei Shkalim. So therefore, I have a limud anyway to tell me that. Yeah, but wait a second. It's only certain cases where it says Be'erkecha. I mean, what about an asham of a shivka charufa? Doesn't say Be'erkecha there. So how would we know over there that according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to use shnei shkalim minimum? Ah, because he has another gzera shava for that. It says Be'el ha'asham. And that pasuk Be'el, we find in both the case of Asham Shivcha Harufa, and also in the case of Asham Me'ilais. So just like the Asham Me'ilais is Shnei Shkalim, the Shivcha Harufa Asham is also Shnei Shkalim. Okay, so now we know the din totally. So we understand the halacha of Tzofein. That's what we've been discussing. Remember, this whole discussion that we've been talking about, Asham, Elias, and so on, we had just popped down to get to there because we wanted to know whether indeed there's a machlokas of Yilmad Elyon min HaTachton. So we were all got into that in order to explain how do we know an Asha, how do we know an Eila of a Ben Bokar requires suffering. So we said, since the second Eila of a keves requires ben bokar, and that parsha begins with ve'im, so that vav teaches me that the previous parsha, which is an oila that's brought from a ben bakar, also requires tzofein. And it turns out there's no machlokas about the question of whether you can be loymet elyon mitachtan. So that's fine. Now we understand that. Now let's move on to the chatas. So now we know that an oila is betzofein. How do we know that the same thing is true about the chatas? Ah, that's because it says, v'shachata tachatat bimkom ha'ola. So now, this is a pasuk that comes in the middle of the parsha of Si'irat Yachid. So the idea over here, to specify again, v'shachat et hachatat bimkom ha'ola. You could have just said, v'shachto bimkom ha'ola. Therefore, hachatat is telling me that there's a general din, that all chataot, if you're talking about a chatas, it has to be bimkom ha'ola. So let's take a look at that parsha and see where all of this is coming from. So remember, we start off, just take a look at the page, because to see all of the dinim in the parsha is very really very beautiful. So far, all that we've done is we learnt out Ben Bakar from Ve'im, which is a reference to the Oila that's brought from the Kevis. Now, we want to learn, and we moved also to the end of the parsha to discuss the Ashamais and to discuss the Chatas of the Oila V'yored, which is here. Moving back, we have a Chatas Yochid of a Seira, and moving further back, we have a Chatas Yochid of the Kivsa. Now, when it comes to the Kivsa, so it says over there that you should check ha-chatat b'mkoma ola. And since that word ha-chatat is unnecessary, we learn from it that all chataot, if it's a chatos, it has to be shechted in the same place that the ola is. Okay, that's in terms of shechita. But the Mishnah claimed that not only shechita has to be b'tzafen, but also kabbalah has to be b'tzafen. How do we know that also kabbalah has to be b'tzafen? That's because the very next pasuk, after the v'shachat et hachatat b'mkom ha'olah, the very next pasuk then says v'lakach ha'kohen midama. V'lakach, we learned that before, is kabbalah, which we proved earlier, way back at the beginning, that lakicha is a reference to actual kabbalah, which is learned from Har Sinai. That Moshe Rabbeinu was v'lakach v'zark dam over there on Bnei Yisrael. Do we know that? And how do we know that the Mekabel himself, the Kohen, because we said that if the Kohen is not B'tzafen and he just sticks his hand into the Tzafen, but he himself is standing B'dorim, so we said that he's not going to be Yotze. How do we know that the Kohen has to do the Kabbalah with himself standing B'tzafen, and not only the Kli B'tzafen? We learn that out from V'lakach, as if it says Lo Yikach. He has to take himself. We'll see that not everybody agrees with that, Russia, and that we have another marker. Okay, so far, what do we know? All that we know so far is that the Torah is asking us, doesn't say without, if you don't do it this way, you're finished, and it's not a kosher carb, doesn't say that. It just says the Eila is meant to be shechted itself, right? And now we know that all the chataot are also meant to be shechted itself. But how do we know that if you don't do the Shechita B'Tzafen, that it's Ma'akev? Now, we did not ask this question about the Oila. But the reason we didn't ask this question about the Oila is because we're first going to prove it by Chatas that it's Ma'akev. And then we're going to learn out back to the Oila that if the Chatas is Ma'akev, then certainly the Oila, which is the Makor of the Halacha of Tzafen, is certainly going to be ma'akev if it's not b'tzafen. So that's why the Gemara is doing it this way. So ashkechan the mitzvah. So that tells us that lichatchila, there's a mitzvah to do shechita and kabbalah of a korban chatas b'tzafen. How do we know that it's also, if you don't do it, it passes the korban, and it's also going to be le'ikuva? Ah, that I know. From the Shachat Oto Bimkom. Now, this is talking about the Sawyer Nasi. Remember that the Sawyer Nasi, again, let's just take a look at that Parsha so that we can see what everything is referring to. We end with Asham Gezelos. We go back to Asham Tolui. We go back to Asham Eilis. We then go back to Korban Oil of Yared. Then we have the Sawyer of a Yochid. Then we have the Kevis of a Yochid. And then we have the Sayer of the Nasi, and then we have the Parhalam Davashat Tzibur, and then we have the Parvikar and Mashiach, right? Those were the Chataot. So now, since it does say, I hope that you find this useful. I just felt that it gives like a graphic sense of seeing in the Parsha. It's so nice to see how the Parsha is set up. I couldn't resist it. It could be just like, it's, you know, everybody's laughing like Benjamin Netanyahu with his little palm picture, you know, everybody's giggling and he's going around with the picture. Okay. So you can never be sure. Anyway, so since it says over there, which it does not need to say, in the Parsha of Sayer Nasi, so then it says there, B'shachat oto b'mkom asher yishchat ha'ola. And the Brayta says, V'tanya, Heichan ola nishchata mitzafon. So avzeh mitzafon. So, okay, so therefore I know now that there is a mitzvah. Okay, so if that's the case, then it should be a din all over. But the truth is that there's so many different places and so many different types of chataot, so then many of them, there's only three places that it says beferish, which is the Soyer Nasi, and these we're going to see a chatas mitzora, and the chataot of the yochid. So over there it says bimkom asheishchat et haola. Fine. So that's true both of the seiras yochid and kivsas yochid. It says beferish. How do we know that this is true, however, in every single case of all of the chataot? So we saw before that we have over here the idea of hachatat, which means that that's stam l'mitzvah, that's a din in all of the chatot. The question is, you're bringing it now from the Soyer Nasi, but didn't we just learn it out from the pasuk that we said before? V'chimikana talamat? This isn't where you learn it from. Don't we know the din that we said at the beginning of today's daf? Bimkoma she'tishachet ha'olah, tishachet hachatat. And that hachatat meant the general din of chataot, all chataot. Now, all chataot includes Soyer Nasi. So why would I need to repeat this din by the chatas nasi? Ah, so must be why alamayat sa? Why did the chatas nasi come out again? Likboa lo makom, to tell me that it's not just a mitzvah like it is by all chataot. It is an actual shana lava kasuv la'akev. It's a kavias of a makom, and if you don't do it, then it's going to be puzzle. It's puzzle. Okay. So you're claiming that maybe that's not why. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe it's coming to tell me that only the chatas nasi needs tzofen, but other chataot don't need tzofen. Well, what do you mean? We know that that's not true. Talmud Omar, v'shachat. That's what we learned them all out from, right? Zeh b'nei av l'kol chataot she'yuhu tu'unot tzofen. So that means we now know all chataot require tzafon from the general statement of v'shachat et hachatat b'mkoma ola. Okay, that teaches me all chataot. We know also that by Soyer Nasi it was repeated. So now, ashkechon Soyer Nasi bein la'mitzvah bein la'akev. So when it comes to Soyer Nasi, we also know it's li'ikuvah. How do we know that by other chataot besides the Soyer Nasi, that it's also li'ikuvah? Ashkechon la'mitzvah, yes, from this pasuk hachatat. But how about la'akev minola? Well, I mean, remember that the Torah says both by the Kisvat Yochid and by the Seirat Yochid, it also says Beferish again and again. What do I need it for? It says in both of them once again, Tzafein. So, im eino inyan lemitzvah. So, if that's the case, tneo inyan leyikuvah for other things. Okay, so now we know that all chataot are actually ma'akev if you do them in the wrong place and they're not betzafein. Now we have a different question. When the Torah said specifically over here by the Soyer Nasi, it says v'shachat oto. Why does it use the word oto? Oto means only this case, but not all of the other case. So then, if that's the case, what is that needed for? Let me just get rid of this pen over here. How do I do that? Oh, okay. There we go. All right. So it says over here, v'shachat oto b'tzafon. Now, it could have just said, shen v'shachat oto b'tzafon. If it says oto, what does that mean? That this is a unique case, and this is oto b'tzafon, but other cases will not be b'tzafon. then what's the point of saying Oto? If we just learned out from the Kispa and the Seira of the Yochid that everything has to be Bitzafon, no matter what Chatas it is, we learned out from an Im Eino Inyan. That me boy Leila Kidetanya. Oto Bitzafon, the Ein Seir Nachshon Bitzafon. There's one case of another Seir, specifically Seir. We were using it from the Seir Nasi. There's another Seir that is not bits, that is not needed to be Bitzafon. And remember that that's called the Seir Nachshon, which was brought only during the time of the Mimui. And there, it does not have a din of the regular Chatas. Remember the concept of Chatas Nachshon. We use Nachshon ben Aminadav's Korban as an indication of Korbanas that are being brought not for a chet. So when these are brought during the Zman of the Chanukah Samishkan, it was not for a particular chet. And therefore we call Korbanas Chates that are there on the general concept of Ra and have nothing to do with a particular chet, we call it a Chatas Nachshon. So you would have thought that if the Chatas Nachshon is being brought, it would also require a din of Tzafon. Kamash Malon Oto. Only the Seir Nasi has to be Bitzafon, and the Chatas Nachshon does not have to be Bitzafon. V'tanya. It says, V'samach Yado al Rosh HaSayin, that's talking about the Seir Nasi, he has to do Smicha on his Seir Nasi. So why does it say al Rosh HaSayir again? I just say al Rosho, we're talking about his Seir. What's this al Rosh HaSayir again? Again to tell me that the HaSa'ir is being marba. You might have thought that if we're not including Chatas Nachshon for the din of Tzafon, then we should not include Chatas Nachshon for the din of Smicha. Therefore, I need to tell me HaSa'ir, there's another Sa'ir also that requires Smicha. And what is that? That's the Rabbi Sa'ir Nachshon with Smicha. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no. You know which Smicha it's coming to add? Why should you jump to Chatas Nachshon if you know that we don't have any dinim that are said by the Seirei Avodah Zarah in Parsha Shlach? This must be coming to tell me that the Bezdin has to, the members of Sanhedrin have to be Somach Yadam al Rosh HaSa'ir that they're bringing for Avodah Zarah. I might have thought, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do I need now the Oto? Because since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sagra Bar Tchamina, that if we were Marbe Chatas Nachshon to tell me Smicha, so I should be Marbe Chatas Nachshon to also tell me you need Tzafon. That's why we had to write in the same parsha that we were being Marbe Chatas Nachshon. I needed to have the miut of Oto to say, I'm only being Marbe Smicha. I'm not being Marbe the din of Tzafon by Chatas Nachshon. Ask if Floravina, I mean, so then you're only learning this Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda? So you just showed me that it's Rabbi Yehuda. He was the one who said that we're Marbe Chatas Nachshon for Smicha. But what about according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon holds that the Chataot of Nachshon, meaning of all of the Nasiim, don't need Smicha. So then why does it say Oto by Seir Nasi? If there's no basis for me to think that since I included them for Smicha, I'll also include them for Tzafon. Not to mention, says Marzutra, what are you asking, Ravina? What are you asking? Only it's good according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not good even according to Rabbi Yehuda. What in the world does Smicha have to do with Tzafon? Why would I think one has to do with the other? Lamaydi drabi drabi. It doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yehuda Minecha. Anything that it says, I need. Fine, so I need Smicha. Why would I think that that means Me'echa Teisa? That I should say that since it requires Smicha, it also requires Tzafon. We don't need, therefore, the Oto to tell me that you don't need Tzafon. Where would I think you do need Tzafon? V'chitema, now, says Marzucha, I know what you're going to try to tell me. If you're going to try to tell me that, well, if the Torah had not said beferish oto, that dafka, you don't do a tzofein, you don't need to do a tzofein on the all of the chataot that the Nesiim were bringing, meaning in during the miluim, se ilomia tekro havamina tesebe binyanav. I would have thought that, look, I mean, generally speaking, we'll always, it says to do the chatas in the tzofen, and the chatas nashen is called a chatas, so why wouldn't we need to do it b'tzofen? And therefore, I needed to tell me that you don't, in Cain, if you're going to be semich on the binyanav, so then why did you learn out smicha? Why didn't you learn out that you're chayev to do smicha from a binyanav? Why did you claim that you need a special pasuk to tell me a seir is coming to be marba, the seir nakshain? So obviously, you yourself did not want to learn out the seir nakshain from the normal seirim. Why not? Because it is called a korban of a sha'ah. And all of the other korbanos are korbanot of dorot. Things that are done once for a special reason is sha'ah. You don't learn out the dinim of a korban that's being brought as not part of the normative halachas. You don't learn them out from the normative halachas. And therefore, sha'ah midorot lo gamrina. That's why you didn't want to learn it out l'gabei smicha. Fine, so then the same thing is true over here. Then sha'ah midorot lo gamrina. I don't need a pasuk to tell me oto. Why would I think otherwise? Because you said a binyanav, we don't apply a binyanav from sha'ot l'dorot. So your whole argument breaks down. There's no need for the word oto that appears in the parsha of Sayur Nasi. Let me just make sure that everybody hasn't lost their place, because we've gone around to so many different issues over here. Things are very straightforward. We learned out the din of Eila B'Tzofen because it says Beferish Eila B'Tzofen by the Keves, and we learn out from the Vav that everybody has agreed that the Ben Bakar also is supposed to be B'Tzofen. So that's not a problem. We know that the Eila has a mitzvah to be B'Tzofen. We learn out that a Chatas also has to be B'Tzofen because it says V'Shachatata Chatat B'Mkom HaShe Yishchatata Olah. Or it repeats this three times. So one time it tells us that din hachatat means to tell me hachatat bimkom, the hay is there to tell me anything that's called a chatas requires a mitzvah to be bitzafa. Then from the fact that it says by Sayur Nasi, again, it repeats the din of bimokom ha'ola, we learn that it's ma'akev by the Sayur Nasi. Then when it's repeated, both by the Kispa and the Seira of Achatas Yachid, we learn out from Inimeno Inyan to tell me that this is true of all of the Chataot. So we learned out from the Chatli Din of the repetition by the Sayur Nasi, that it's, since it's repeated, it's Ma'akev. And we learn out from the repetition by the Seira and Kispa of a Yachid, also, the repetition is chal on all chatot, and they are all ma'akev. What we're doing now, and what we did earlier when we were learning all about the asham me'ilot and the asham talui, had nothing to do except obliquely. Remember, we had popped down to discuss a totally different issue, and that is there a machlokas about learning the elyon min ha'tachton? And then we pop down to learn yet another issue. Is there a preference for a gzera shava over a hekesh, or a hekesh over a gzera shava? Those are things that have nothing to do with the main topic of the daf. The main topic of the daf is very clear. Where do we know tzofen by Eila? Where do we know tzofen by Chatas? That's all we've been discussing. Now, all of these other issues were brought in agav after popping down. When we went back to finish up the Din of Chatas, we now switched our attention to the Sayur Nasi. Since the Sayur Nasi was the original place that we learned that a Chatas is also Me'akev if it's not B'tzofen, so Memela, we went all the way and we said, by the way, now this is a pop-down, remember, by the way, I mean, we're not dealing with Sayur Nasi right now, but by the way, why does it say Oto by the Sayur Nasi? So we started talking about, does Oto come to be Mamayit Chatas Nachshon? Does Oto come to be Mamayit Sireva? Whatever. But it's, again, the main topic of the daf is absolutely clear, and it should not confuse you at all. So this last piece is taking us through the ringer over here, because the question over here is whether, why would we think Chatas an auction is different, and was it because midoreis lo yalfinan, and so on and so forth. Those are all like they're beautiful issues, but they should certainly not be a confusing issue. So getting back, we don't know yet. Why does it need to say oto to be mamayit chatas nachshon from anything? If there's no basis for comparing something that's a one-time occurrence, which is called sha'ah, there's no basis of comparing sha'ah ledorot bichlal, so then why would we? So anyway, I'm really curious. So why does it say oto by the Sayer Nasi? Ella, what it means is, the oto is the animal. The Sayer Nasi has to be bitzafon. But how about the guy who's shechting the Sayer Nasi? He does not have to be bitzafon. That's what it's coming to teach me. Ella oto bitzafon, ve'en ha-shochet bitzafon. Nah, that can't be what it's for either. Because we already learned that halacha, remember? Shochet, we know the shochet. We learned that out from Rav Achya, the Tanya. Rav Achya Omer, v'shachat oto al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafona. Ma tamud lomar. Well, when it came to the din of the Kabbalah, the din was that the Kohen who is doing the Kabbalah, he has to himself be standing b'tzafon, which we learn out from a pasuk, as we'll see. That's the vilakach, lo yikach. So since we discovered that when it comes to Kabbalah, he himself has to stand in the tzofein, and if he actually is mekabel b'tzofein, even while he's standing b'dorim, and he sticks his hand in with the kli, and he's mekabel adam b'tzofein, that's not good. So it's pasuk. So you might think that that's true about the shochet. The shochet, since the shechita has to be done b'tzofen, so then the shochet himself has to be omed b'tzofen. This is Rav Achya's lima. Talmud lomar, therefore it says, v'shachat oto, oto b'tzofen, v'ein ha-shochet b'tzofen. So we already know that from the din of Eila. Okay, that's oto by the Eila. Now I'm going back to discuss the oto by the Sayer Nasi. So now tell me, you tried to give me this jazz that the oto by the Sayer Nasi is coming to tell me that the shochet doesn't have to be bitzofen. I know that already from the same word oto, but not in the parsha of Sayer Nasi. I learned that from the parsha of Erle itself. So try again, buddy, because this is no good. Okay. Try again. Oto batzofen, but for an oaf to do malika, malika, you don't have to do bitzofen. Maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. The Tanya. Yocho yehe ben of ta'un tzafon. You might think that when it comes to malika, you for sure have to do malika in the tzafon. Why? Because it makes so much sense for dinu. If when it came to the halacha of a ben son, so we learned it out that the Torah says specifically, v'shachat oto b'tzafon, it's koveya tzafon. And there's no din of a Kohen over there. Shachatato is anybody. It's only Mikabola the Elak that it says that the Kohen has to come and be Mikabola. So if in a place where you do not have a Kohen, you still have to do the Shechita in a specific place, namely Bitzafon. So Koshikene ben Oaf, which is more Chomor. And it's Kovealo Kohen. Now this is important if you want to note a pattern here, which is important to understand in the Daf. There are three things that are going to indicate to us a level of chashivas for a carbon. One is to be koveya a kohen. The other is to be koveya a place. And the other is to be koveya a time. So those kviyot are going to figure now in the limudim that we have coming up to indicate what the chashivas of the carbon is. So if a keves, which doesn't need a kohen, still requires tzafein, so then an oaf shekava lo kohen, eno din sheyikba lo tzafon. So I would think, if it wouldn't be for oto, I would think for sure. Talmud lomar, therefore it says by the chatas nasi, it says oto, this chatas has to be bitzafein. But anything else, a ben oaf, does not have to be bitzafein. Wait a minute. But you can't compare the two at all. Because a ben son, the reason maybe, you're saying it's a big kavachomer because there's no kvias of a kohen and by the keves, but there is a kvias of a kli. When it comes to malika, you only need to use your fingernail. There's no din of taking a sakin. So maybe kvias kli per se is considered to be a chumra. So Mala Benson, Shekin Kava lo Kli, as opposed to Malika, which has no Kli. So therefore, I don't need, because I wouldn't have a Kal V'chomer, you see. You told me I need the Oto in order to tell me don't make this Kal V'chomer. It's not a Kal V'chomer. Because I would have said, look, you can't learn out and say it's a Kal V'chomer and Oaf needs a Kohen, so it certainly needs a Tzofein. Not true, because the Kevis needs a Kli, and the Oaf does not.
Rebbe feels this is less important than Kohen place and time. Rebbe didn't list it as a...
No, yes, because the Gemara is only suggesting it now. We haven't made it a marker. We're just saying maybe we can use it to shlug up our Kar V'chomer. But yeah, Enochinami, if you want to include it in all possible, any kvias, fine. We could say any kvias, obviously, is a special level of Kiddush. Anyway, so that means we don't need Oto by the Soyer Nasi for that. So what do we need Oto for? Ella Oto Batzafon Vein Pesach Batzafon. The carbon Pesach doesn't need Tzofein. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer. You might have thought that a carbon Pesach needs Tzofein because it's a Kal V'chomer, V'dinu. If an Ela, which doesn't have any Zman, Lo Kova Lo Zman B'Shkita, and even the Eila, it still was Kavalo Makom in terms of Tzofein, a Pesach where it was Kavalo Zman L'Shechitasai. Isn't it for sure that it's going to require a special place, but Tzofein? That's why it needs to say by Soyer Nasi, Talmud Lomar, Oto, Velo, Korban Pesach. What kind of Kavachomer is that? An Eila is completely different. Mala Eila Sheken Kalil? A Pesach is eaten by the Bailin, you know, except for a little bit, but it's essentially eaten by the Bailin. An Eila is eaten on the Mizbeach. So if I don't have a Kal V'chomer, why do I need a special Limud of Oto? Where would I have learned it on? Okay, fine. I'll make the Kal V'chomer not from the Eila. I'll make the Kal V'chomer from the Chatas, okay? So a Korban Chatas, we're over there. It needs Tzofein, and it doesn't have any Zman. Kol Shekein, a Korban Pesach, which has a Zman, is going to require Tzofein. Oh, you can't learn out from a Chatas. A Chatas is Mechaper al Chai Vekrisos. That makes it very chomor. How are you going to learn out from there? Okay. Darn it, not from Chatas. I'll learn it out from Usham, okay? So, me Usham. An Usham is not Mechaper al Chai Vekrisos. And an Usham still has that halacha that it needs Tzofein, and it does not have a kviasman, so a carbon pesach that does have a kviasman should certainly require Tzofein. And that would explain why I need Oto by Soyer Nasi to exclude the Pesach. No, we can't learn that from there. Sorry. An Ashem is Kachim Kachim, and a Pesach is Kachim Kalim. So, I mean, obviously, you're bringing me all these karbanas. They're all kachim, for God's sake. You're talking about the, you know what, I'm sick of arguing about whether it has this chumra, that chumra. They're all kachim, are they not? You're bringing me from the Eila, you're bringing me from the Chatas, now you're bringing me from the Asham. You know, forget about it. They're all kachim. Mikulam nami, she can kachim. I'm going to play games with you about each one of these karbanas. I'm going to learn how the din of kachim kalim of a Pesach from kachim. Yeah. Okay, so what do we need the Oto for? Yeah, I'm going back to what we said before, okay? I'm going back to how we started. I said you need Oto B'Tzafon to tell me only the animal, the Sawyer has to be B'Tzafon, but the Shochet of the animal does not have to be B'Tzafon. So you asked me, I don't need a Pusik for that, because that I knew from Rav Achya, and Rav Achya learned that out from the Oto on the Ola, that Oto B'Tzafon v'lo Shochet B'Tzafon, so why would I need to repeat it when it came to the Sawyer Nasi? That was not a good question. The Kashalacha Midrabi Achan Avkalan, you asked me, don't we know that before? No, you don't understand the whole limit over here. This is not to tell me specifically that the Shochet doesn't have to be the Tzafon. It's coming to tell us that by insisting that the Shochet doesn't have to be B'tzafon, you can be Medayek, because I don't need that halacha, you're right, I know that from Vachoy, but you can be Medayek that the Shochet doesn't need to be B'tzafon, but the Mekabel needs to be in the Tzafon. So it's actually a diuk that leads to another diuk from it. That's the point. I don't have any water handy, unfortunately. You want to send over some of that water, Barnea, and be fine. Anyway, that's beautiful limud. But I thought we learned that before. Didn't we learn out lakach vilakach, right? So we said it could have said lakach, and it says vilakach, and we darshan that to mean lo yikach. He has to take himself, which means that the mekabel has to be b'tzafon. So, as I mentioned to you before, not everybody likes that diya, because it's sort of, you know, it's a little bit pushy. So, lakach vilakach lo mashmalei. So, he didn't hold of that drasha. Because of that, you need to know the din, that ein ha-mekabel, that the mekabel does have to be b'tzafon. We learn it obliquely from the fact that it repeats that the sheichet doesn't have to be b'tzafon, which by Sayer Nasi, that's the oto by Sayer Nasi. And because of that, we now know that the Kabbalah does have to be b'tzafon. Okay, so what have we learned so far? All that we've learned is by the Eila. We never asked how come the Eila is ma'akev. We only learned the Eila is a mitzvah, right? Tzafon al yerech ha-mizbeach, tzafena we learned. Where's the other pasuk that tells us that it's ma'akev? So ashkech and shechita ba'eila for a mitzvah. And we also learned out that Kabbalah is also a mitzvah, because we can make the same diak in ashkech b'tzafen, but the mekabel is b'tzafen. But how do we know that shechita and Kabbalah is ma'akev by the Eila? Well, omrevada barava, v'demarava barshila, I mean, isn't it obvious? We only know the din of chatas from the Eila, right? Didn't say anything, just said, v'shachata tachatat, b'makom asher shachata ta'ola. So if we now learned out these extra circuit that appear by the Sayer Nasi, that appear by Chatas Yochid of Kispa, that appear again by Chatas Yochid by Seira. So if the Chatas, which is only Ba'amikayach Eila, the Chatas itself is only secondarily learned out from the Eila, and it's Ma'akev. So the Eila, which was the whole marker for the din of Chatas, Sheba'al Chatat Mikocha, in a din Shema'akevet. So for sure, the Iker marker is going to be the Eila, and for sure it would be Ma'akev. Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, you could say the Torah is more careful about what you do with a Chatas than it is about what you do with an Eila. Because, I mean, you could say a Chatas is Mechaper, a Chayvei Krisas, and therefore the Torah wants everything done to be just right, and that means that it would be Ma'akev if you don't do it, but so fine. Mashenkin and Eila, which is not Mechaper, maybe the Torah is not so marked that you have to do it exactly this way. So how do you, I mean, it doesn't prove anything. I don't see the Kal Vachomer. Omrevina, that's not what he was asking. He wasn't asking about the Chumras. He was just saying, if the Iker Halacha is the Eila, and the Tofel, the secondary Halacha, is the Chatas, then how could the Chatas that is derived from the Iker be more Chomor than the Iker itself? That's what he was saying. And that if we've established the Din Le'ikuva by the Chatas, Kol Shekein the Din is Le'ikuva by the Eila. Now tomorrow we'll see whether is that a valid argument, or is it possible that there are places where indeed the Tofel is Chomer Min HaIkar. To be continued, Ezrat Hashem, tomorrow.